Well, you know, they like to come at you, and they bring a lot of pressure. So what you got to do as an offense, you got to just make sure that you identify, you know, who the defenders are, and everyone's got to be on the same page. So then if there is a guy free, Kyle knows who that guy is. But if you're not on the same page and you don't honor the mic point, that's when teams run into problems.
Is it harder to find their guy that's free than something they bring a lot?
Well, you know, I think we have our rules and our protections in our run game and anything we do here to where Kyle's going to make certain points and declare who's who. So as long as the key thing in this type of game is that as long as everyone's on the same page, you got a chance. It's when someone's not going to honor, you know, what Kyle's trying to get done here, and then all of a sudden someone comes free. That's what you see from time to time in games.
How have you dealt with that previously up to this point as far as picking up the blitz?
Well, the great thing is we've practiced against looks like this all, you know, all offseason against our defense and the pressures that they've brought and stuff. So, you know, there's always going to be a new pressure from week to week from teams. But, you know, and that's what you have the offseason for, is you experiment with certain things. And, you know, Winks brought a couple pressures at us that we had to, you know, sit down and really analyze as a staff on which is the best way to protect these things. And so that's going to, we're going to benefit from that, from all the training camp and OTAs and all that stuff.
Is it any way helpful that you had the Ravens and then the Jets this week and they do some similar things?
It definitely helps. You know, the more, you know, this will be a couple weeks in a row now where we faced a lot of pressure, and the communication's got to be great up front with Kyle directing traffic, and everyone's got to honor what he's saying, and the backs and tight ends and everything have got to tune in with the line, and you got to do the best job you can to pick it up.
Everybody hears about the Jets blitz and they say it's exotic and this and that. Are they more exotic in what they do? Do they just do it more often than other teams? How would you gauge?
Well, they are the leading league. They do lead the league in the number of times they pressure. But as long, like I've been saying all along here, that as long as we sort it out and we're all on the same page, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
When you come into a week, you obviously, you know, on Tuesday are getting the game plan for everybody to come in on Wednesday. But then when you hear later in the week somebody like Revis may not play, how does that affect you, what you've already done previously in the week? Do you tweak it? Does it change your mindset? How does it, a star player like that, change what you do late in the week?
Well, I think their system's not going to change. So defensively, I don't think they're going to change what they're going to do. They've got a system that's been established there, and you know, when one guy's out, very similar to our offense, any team in the league really, you have a system that you believe in, that you install in training camp, and you stick with it. You know, they might do a couple things to help other players if he's out, but I don't think they're going to dramatically change what they're going to do. And I think, you know, we have a strong belief in our plans on how we were going to attack them with or without him. So we're not going to change.